There's no officially confirmed case of the Zika virus in Indonesia yet, but the nation is struggling with an outbreak of dengue fever, with patients filling the nation's hospitals. In some places, like Sulawesi, there are reports of hundreds of cases of the mosquito-borne disease. And in the capital, Jakarta, hospitals are also reporting a huge influx of patients. Our Indonesia correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from the capital.
At the Basada Hospital on the outskirts of the capital, there's a fourfold increase in the number of patients being treated for dengue fever compared to this time last year. Dr. Deepto Wijaya tells AM he believes it's a 3 to 4 year cycle when cases of the debilitating disease spike.
I think this is because of the changes of the climates and weather and the bad sanitation in our country.
The wet season has come later this year and the spread of dengue is rife. Reports suggest there's been up to 70 deaths so far, with a fear that will grow much higher. Vera, a Jakarta property agent, at first thought she had the flu, but her condition quickly worsened. I was informed that this is dengue, she says. It's okay, I shouldn't think too much about it, so as not to worsen the condition. I just pray. From his hospital bed, Usup Mulana tries to remain positive too. We have to remain motivated to be healed, he says. It wasn't comfortable and it really hurts, but we have to be motivated to heal. Across Jakarta and the country, authorities are working to stop the spread, including through mosquito fogging. But the bigger concern must be the threat that Zika could arrive in Indonesia, a nation already struggling to control mosquito-borne disease as it is. This is Samantha Hawley in Jakarta reporting for Saturday AM.